With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Two children have been seriously injured after being hit by a car in Windsor. Police say the kids were chasing a basketball into Westcott Road at around 4 Tuesday afternoon, where they were hit by an 89-year-old driver. The 9 and 6-year-olds were rushed to hospital, but their injuries are not life-threatening. Windsor police say shots were fired in that same Central City neighborhood late Tuesday night. Police found shell casings in the roadway in the area of Westcott at Tecumseh Road East. There was no damage and no one was hurt. Police are asking residents to check security camera footage for anything unusual Tuesday night between 9 and 11. Now that it's May, Windsor police are hoping you pull the plug on the noise. They started their annual anti-noise campaign to crack down at people who blare music, drive without mufflers, squeal tires, and other nuisances. Last year, between May 1st and Labor Day, about 3,000 tickets were issued. Chatham-Kent police say a driver has been charged following a crash late Tuesday afternoon. It happened on Communications Road and Creek Road and involved three vehicles. Two of the drivers and one passenger involved were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Windsor housing starts could rebound in 2024. That's according to the new housing outlook from the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation. The report says single detached home construction should recover with interest rates stabilizing, a lack of resale supply, and strong population growth pushing demand up for new homes. That sinkhole on the western edge of downtown Windsor could be repaired by the end of the week. City engineer Mark Winterton says, though, it might not be until as late as Friday.
We come across an old cast iron water main, which is kind of brittle, and we want to make sure we take care of that. We're repairing the catch basin leads, the storm pipes that go into the main line, and we also have to make sure our other utilities, the bell and the gas lines.
The sinkhole opened up late Monday afternoon. Businesses are open as usual. Big changes are coming for high school students who see a future in the skilled trades. Ontario wants to start a new fast-track plan to start this fall for kids in grades 11 and 12. The new FAST program will allow students to spend 80% of their time training for a trade and 20% on academics. Tecumseh's annual Corn Fest is moving. The popular August festival will switch from its longtime home at Lacasse Park to McAuliffe Park. The Optimist Club of St. Clair Beach, which took over the festival in the fall of 2022, says the move is due to a baseball tournament at Lacasse Park that weekend, along with drainage issues. In sports, the Tigers beat St. Louis Wednesday afternoon in Detroit 4-1. The Blue Jays are taking on the Yankees at Rogers Center. There are two Game 5s in the Stanley Cup playoffs Wednesday night. Edmonton could advance with a home win against the Kings, and Dallas hosts Vegas. In the NBA, Boston could finish off the Heat at home, and the Clippers take on the Mavericks. Both are Game 5s. Wednesday night's weather, partly cloudy and 9. Sunshine Thursday, high of 18. Some clouds Thursday night with a shower or two possible, 12 and rising to 16 by morning. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.